think it's really important on the show. It's great. We have, you know, tremendous fun, and thank you for all the lovely things that you say about this show, and that you say it's escapism on a Sunday afternoon, and you love to enjoy the show. But I think it's really important to talk about other things that are going on. That's why we talked about Match for Lara. Don't forget, that's Match for Lara with the number four, if you could tweet that as well. But we're going to talk now to another charity. It's Aims to Cure. We're going to find out more about this charity through its chairman, Candy. Hello, Candy. Good afternoon.
Hi, Gabby. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Tell me about Aims to Cure.
Tell you about Aims to Cure. Well, basically, we are a charity that raises money for research into multiple sclerosis.
Now, people know very little about it. It's one of those things that the minute you hear that somebody you know, or maybe, you know, God forbid, you find out that you have MS, people say, what's that, that you end up in a wheelchair? You know, it's things that we know about, the story of Jacqueline Dupre and all sorts of things like that. Yeah. But what is MS?
Well, good question. What is MS? MS is basically a neurological condition which at the moment is affecting around 100,000 people in the UK alone. Most people are diagnosed between the ages of 20 to 40. Roughly three times as many women have MS as men. And the symptoms can vary hugely from loss of vision, sensation and weakness issues, difficulty in walking, bladder problems, bowel problems, stiffness and spasms, speech problems. Well, I mean, it's endless. Swallowing, you know.
It's one of those diagnoses. I mean, we've actually, Sophie Austin, the gorgeous actress from Hollyoaks, is here. And was it your grandmother?
Yeah, it was actually my...
Oh, let me just... Sorry, your mic. I do apologise. There we go.
It was actually my my dad's mum who suffered with it from quite a young age. I think 30s. I think she got it in her 30s and had it throughout until she was about 60. I can't actually remember her actual age when she passed away. She didn't actually obviously pass away from that, but it was other things. But yeah, it was a tremendously sad and heartbreaking illness, because it's just like the whole body just almost lets itself down and becomes quite trapped within themselves. So yeah, it was horrible to actually witness that.
Mm. Well, that's the thing that you always, and that's very interesting, you use the word trapped, and it does feel when you talk to people that they do feel trapped. I mean, I know we're not going to mention any names, but you can tell us about somebody who was very young who was diagnosed.
I know many different people, but I think the person you're talking about in particular was diagnosed in February 2006 at the age of 26.
26?
Yeah. And he was a regular guy working. He noticed that his legs started to drag and was not working like it should. He was referred to a neurologist, and after scans and et cetera, because there's obviously lots of different things you have to go through to find out and be diagnosed, he was diagnosed with MS. And we're like 10 years on now. His condition has got progressively worse. Initially, he needed help with walking with just a stick. He's now completely in a mobility scooter. And really, he's relying on that for everything. And it's a very, very difficult thing to watch. Like your friend just said, it's a very debilitating disease that affects ultimately. I mean, there are different types of MS, but if you have progressive MS, it can affect most of your body.
Oh, Candy, yesterday morning we had an amazing man who built a cave. And
yeah, I saw that.
And he had MS and he was in a wheelchair and working hard. He's now walking around. It was miraculous, absolutely miraculous. Can that happen to people then?
Well, if you have the relapsing remitting, things can change. You can have a relapse and then you can go back to what you were before. As I say, there are three different types of MS. There's secondary progressive, where symptoms worsen more steadily over time. Relapsing remitting MS, which is the most common form. And then, of course, you've got the primary progressive MS, which is, you know, not great. So I would have thought that he probably had relapsing remitting, and he was able at times to do more than he could at other times. So it can affect you in different ways.
Now, I know it's going to be... Is it MS week coming up?
Yes, there is MS week coming up, which is the 3rd to the 9th of March.
And what can people do to help?
Well, I imagine there'll be lots of people out there with buckets and people can donate like that. We have a very active website, which is www.aimstocure.org.uk. That's the number 2 in the middle, by the way. And people can raise funds doing numerous different things. I mean, we don't stop fundraising and we do numerous different events, but we have had people that raise money for us doing their own thing, be it a sponsored silence, a sponsored walk, or whatever. And, you know, anything that anyone can do to help us is fantastic.
Give us that website again, please, Candy.
It's www.aimstocure.org.uk.
Candy, thank you very much indeed, and thank you for joining us this afternoon. You see, I think it's really important that we talk about all of these things. In the next half hour, we're actually going to be talking about dementia as well, because Judy Parfitt, I spoke to her just a couple of days ago. She's in Call the Midwife, which is back on BBC One tonight at 7 o'clock, and she talks about that, her character, of course, and